That's 800-225-8584 for the Prager store. And I sign each book individually with a fountain pen. I should charge more. Ink, you know, beautiful pen. But I haven't used a ball pen since elementary school. Sorry? Ball point. I said ball pen. Just shows. It really, that proves my point. There you go. I have with me Matt Robbins, Executive Director of the American Majority, and they are a premier, if not the premier, grassroots political training organization for conservative candidates. And you guys have been terrific. You're the executive director, and we have another guest I'll introduce in a moment. I just want you to know the noise in the background is the noise of Radio Row, and that's the reason for it. Also, Wade Murphy is executive vice president of the Marmick Oil Company, an oil and natural gas exploration company. He was an energy advisor for the George W. Bush administration. And Mr. Murphy and Mr. Robbins, gentlemen, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
In a nutshell, if you were meeting a group of real neophytes, Americans who were just not, you know, particularly interested in politics or in energy, but had some sense it's critical, what's the difference between the Republican and Democratic Party on energy?
Quite frankly, I think the Republican Party likes... The Republican Party really is focused on letting producers and smart people do what they do best. Democratic Party likes to regulate, control, and enforce what people should be doing and what the Democrats believe is in their best interest rather than in America's best interest. And that's why I think the Romney plan that lets states regulate themselves, that lets producers find and develop their own resources, really for the good of America and the rest of the world, is by far the best way to go.
Matt, would you want to comment on that?
I would. Our entire philosophy at American Majority is to devolve power away from Washington, D.C., and devolve it even away from state capitals. Let private enterprise, let the free market actually work. Don't regulate it. Don't kill it with overburdensome EPA regulations. Let it go. These folks are scientists. These folks know what they're doing. Let them, we have to make sure that there's not another BP spill, something like that, but we've got to also let the commerce system work.
You explore, sir, Wade Murphy, you explore for natural gas as well as for oil. What are the projected, what is the projected amount of natural gas in the United States?
It depends on who you ask, quite frankly. People have thrown around so many numbers out there that quite frankly, they're meaningless because they're so large. What we really do have in this country, and the other thing that the Romney plan does is it opens up Mexico and Canada to partner with us. And so Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. production really is going to be more than self-sufficient for our entire continent, our entire hemisphere. We're going to become a net exporter and another energy superpower.
Wait, so that's just natural gas?
It's natural gas, it's oil, it's...
Oh, so both. I was specifically referring, because natural gas, the environmentalists will say, well, oil is just a pollutant, carbon-based and so on, fossil fuels. But natural gas, they don't have that argument.
You're right, they don't, but they try and make it up. These are the same environmentalists that were promoting natural gas under the Clinton administration to basically kill coal, and they love to kill coal. That's why I think West Virginia is now a red state.
And now they're talking about exploding sinks.
That's right. Yeah. And then they're basically making up 20-year, 30-year-old videos and doing whatever they have to say that natural gas now is some evil hydrocarbon when, quite frankly, carbon's the most abundant thing. We're made of it.
Right.
It's not evil. We've used it forever.
So, Matt, when you train people through the American Majority, conservative activists, you have to train them to respond to the opponent's arguments.
We do.
So they'll say, well, unregulated oil is just, they'll just pollute for profit. What is your answer to that?
It's complicated because we don't wade into policy like an AFP or FreedomWorks does. We want people to understand the center-right positions on things, that deregulation is always good. We don't want to go into the commodities market and explain oil futures, explain how it's sold on the world market necessarily. But we do want them to understand that Washington, D.C. and government bureaucrats in every capital across the country should not be making decisions for a company. You are working with your family. How many generations now?
Three generations.
They've started this from scratch. They built it, if I can borrow a phrase. They understand what they're doing here scientifically and from an engineering perspective. And the conservative activists ought to be fighting for those companies, ought to be supporting those companies to bring those prices down to the pump and give us the clean gas that they're always talking about in these fleet vehicles and the compressed gas and the hybrid cars that they want right now, the liberals want right now.
Well, and if I could also say, one of the things that I've loved about American Majority is that when we're able to talk to candidates and talk to your people, we basically say regulations aren't necessarily evil. Just give us our sandbox. Give us our rules. We like rules in our industry. Just don't change them midstream. You know, so if you give us our sandbox, we can play in it. We can get really creative if you give us boundaries.
And that's the market at work.
Right. And no, so this is, let me, so to speak, translate it into everyday talk and tell me if, no, I mean it, if I'm accurate. You don't have a problem with, look, here are the regulations to ensure a cleaner environment. Fine. But if they keep changing the goalposts, you will never be allowed to score a touchdown. Is that what you're saying?
They're changing it all the time.
Because the truth is, they don't want us to have oil. It's not a matter of clean. It's a matter of zero.
Exactly. Dennis, and it's not even changing goalposts to not score a touchdown. They set up the rules that we were supposed to play baseball, and now they're scoring us on rugby. I mean, we're not even playing the same game anymore.
Give an example.
Well, the BP oil spill is a perfect example. You know, we had almost every company out there that's drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, right? And all of these regulations and all of these safety rules had been in place, and they just didn't enforce their regulations. And so they just decided to start creating brand new regulations rather than enforce the old ones.
Sounds like gun laws. Sounds like any other number of policies from the left.
Right. I'm speaking, that was Wade, just the last voice was Matt Robbins, Executive Director of American Majority, and the oil man was, you're an oil man.
I am.
I'm
proud,
sitting
proud
next
to, be one.
To a
Cue
real
the theme song
oil
from
man.
Dallas.
Now, if a snowman is made out of snow, is an oil man made out of oil?
Well, I can tell you, as all men were made out of the same thing God made us out of, which is carbon and
his
divine
go.
Spirit.
That's a pro-carbon idea.
How big is your footprint?
large enough to walk in.
You guys are very powerful. So the Moral Majority, you folks, that's moralmajority.org.
American Moral Majority.
I really done a disservice to you great guys.
Celery,
that's right. You've had more celery moments than I...
Name purposely. The majority of Americans are the silent moral majority.
Well, you are, and also the rational majority.
Absolutely.
But it's americanmajority.org. You do great work, sir.
Thank you.
It has been an honor to be with you this week.
We've enjoyed ourselves immensely.
And Wade Murphy, you just got to make the arguments because you can save our country from dependence on some bad guys in this world.
Absolutely. No, thank you. And we're relying on you to get that out.
We are.